Back here in the place to be, that is Hy-Vee, each and every Saturday morning for the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner on Sunny 99.7, online at yourfortdodge.com. Today, a little bit of a special episode of the program as we talk to coaches who are punching their ticket or actually have punched their ticket to state and will be in action this week at the state tournament. The 50th anniversary of the state tournament being in Fort Dodge kicks off on Monday. And we're also talking to some coaches who came up just short of that bid. On the positive end of that, though, is a coach who's been on the program throughout the baseball and softball season, and we, of course, appreciate that. We welcome in Coach Todd Van Otterloo, Algona softball coach. First of all, congratulations on punching that ticket, playing in state, back-to-back trips for you and your program, and thank you for the time. As always, good to have you on the show.
Yep, thanks, Rob, for having me on.
Not a problem. You know, Coach, here we are. You guys are going back to state, back-to-back trips for you and your program. What do you feel like you learned out of last year's trip that you're going to be able to carry over into this year?
You know, something that we might have learned is, you know, last year was a new first time for us ever in school history making it to the state tournament. Obviously now going there year two, back-to-back years, our girls are going to feel more comfortable down there with the environment. Yes, it might be a little different with the COVID stuff, but, you know, I think our girls will be familiar with the environment down there, which will be a positive for us.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, and the lights are a little bit brighter, everything a little bit more magnified with the state tournament. So I can imagine that, you know, the first time for the players and, you know, the first time for you at Algona too, I imagine that there was a little bit of first-time jitters last year.
Yeah, there were some jitters for the girls out there. We were young. I mean, we had some eighth graders out there, but, you know, we are – a year older this year and playing some good softball right now.
Coach, you got a win against Crestwood in the regional finals 2-0. I thought going into that game that you guys got a very tough draw with a previously undefeated Crestwood team, but you're able to win that game 2-0 and, more importantly, score two runs on Lakin Linehart, their star pitcher, who has given up just 7 runs total all year. Talk a little bit about that game and what was your approach to facing such a dominant pitcher?
Yeah, Crestwood is a really good team, obviously. They were 15-0 coming in. It was a pitching duel right away, which we kind of expected. There in the fifth inning, we were able to lead off the inning with a double by Ashlyn Young in our sixth spot, and she hit a double down left field line. Lakin had hung a changeup, and Ashlyn was fortunate enough to get a good bat on it, and she got a double. We tried Buntner over with their 7 hitter. We didn't get that done. But then Laura Wagner came to the plate, our number 8 hitter, hit a very hard ball to right field. It was a single, but then it got past the right fielder, and we were able to score Ashlyn, and Laura was able to get all the way to third. And then Lily Elsbecker, our 9 hitter, came to the plate again, hit a hard double to dead center. Very good at bat for her. And we were up 2-0 there. And then from there, we played good defense behind Cam and were able to win 2-0.
Yeah, and a tough, hard-fought victory for you. Cam Etherington with another shutout for her. You brought up something interesting. You talked about a lot of your production against Lakin Linehart and Crestwood was from your 6-9 hitters. Looking at your season numbers, you've got 3 players hitting over 300, but nobody after that hitting over 300. It seems to me like you maybe were looking coming into the postseason for a little more offensive balance, a little more production out of the back end of the lineup. And it seems like, Coach, that's starting to be something that you're having at the right time.
Yeah, you're right. Our 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters did a nice job the other night, and especially if you would have told me we would have got our 2 runs from our 6, 8, and 9 hitters, I would have not to believe that one bit, but those give those girls credits. They had good at bats there, and even Lily Elsbecker was 2-for-2 on the night in the 9 spot there. She had a nice single there right away. So yeah, I'm just happy for them, and hopefully that can carry on to next week with Williamsburg.
Absolutely. Coach Todd Van Otterloo, my guest, Algona Softball. They are in the state tournament coming up this week here in Fort Dodge. Coach, you touched on it. You've got Williamsburg. You're the number six seed. They're the number three seed. For you guys, you've got one loss on the year. You beat an undefeated Crestwood team to get here. You feel like the sixth seed may be a little bit too low?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to be higher, but that's kind of where they had us in the rankings. And I knew if everybody ahead of us took care of business that we were going to face Williamsburg at the state tournament if we won. So, yeah, obviously we'd like to be higher, but we'll take a sixth seed. I mean, last year we were the eighth seed, so improvement there. We've got to look at it that way. You know, Williamsburg, looking at their stats and knowing a little bit about them, they have a freshman pitcher, Peyton Driscoll. She's a good pitcher for them. Also, they're as a team hitting about 330 and all that. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
Do you think that coming in on paper, I know you played Humboldt, who's a really good team, also a state qualifier, but do you think looking at it on paper, Williamsburg's the best team you've played all year?
Yeah, I'd probably say so. They look like they can hit the ball pretty well. They come out of that Walmart conference. We play doubleheaders each night. So, yeah, I think it'll be a good challenge for us.
Certainly one that you guys are looking forward to. Coach Todd Van Otterloo, my guest, Algona Softball. They take on Williamsburg in the Class 3A bracket on Tuesday at 1 p.m. of the 50th anniversary of the state tournament. Now, Coach, you mentioned that last year was the first ever trip to the state tournament for Algona Softball. How long have you been in that position there with Algona Softball?
This is actually my first year, Rob. Last year, Jackie Finley was the coach, and I took over for her when she left. So I actually wasn't part of that first trip to the state tournament. Yeah, like I said, this is my first year.
So you're, is it your first time at state too, right?
Yeah, first time down at state. I mean, I've been a spectator down there. It's a great environment down there, and a good situation for our girls to be in.
Now, for you coming into your first time, do you concern yourself at all or have any concern about, you know, nerves, about maybe being too conservative from a coaching standpoint, or you just going to kind of dance with what brought you here?
No, I mean, I'm sure I'll have some nerves, but I'm going to continue to do what we've done all year, you know, be aggressive at the plate and on the bases, and hopefully good things will happen from there. You know, talking to the girls, they're obviously a lot more comfortable down there. They won't have as many nerves, but there'll probably be some nerves to it. But like I told them, we're going to treat it like a away game for us. You know, take batting practice and take infield, outfield at our place, hop on the bus, go over there, and then come back home and hopefully be able to play Wednesday.
Coach Todd Van Otterloo, Algona Softball, is my guest here on the program. They are playing in state tournament this week, Tuesday at 1 o'clock, actually. They have Williamsburg in a 3-6 matchup, and that should be one that is going to be, I think, a tremendous matchup. Now, Coach, looking around, you know, at your lineup, you continue to get, you know, production out of kind of the, what I would say, the usual suspects. Cam Etherington, we talked about her pitching, and she's been tremendous in that regard and had a shutout against Crestwood there. But, you know, what she's done at the plate is absolutely just mind-boggling. I mean, .667 her average leads the state of Iowa. On-base percentage, .789 leads the state of Iowa. There, we've talked about how good she is as a two-way player and just having a tremendous year leading you guys both in the circle, but what she's done at the plate, did you even expect this kind of production out of Cam?
Actually, I'm very surprised. I mean, she was a good hitter last year for us. This year, she's been excellent. She's been in the zone, like you said, on the mound and at the plate. You know, she's leading off for us right now, and just gives our whole girls in the lineup confidence when Cam gets on there and we're able to push one across right away. And yeah, I mean, I'm happy for Cam. She's put in a lot of work on the pitching mound and in the batting cage. So just happy for all of them too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a big part of what you guys have been able to accomplish, is what Cam Etherington has done for you in that production. Is it safe to say that you guys kind of go as Cam Etherington goes? If she doesn't have a good game, you guys are probably one and done at State?
Yeah, well, we rely a lot on Cam, and Cam doesn't mind that at all. She also trusts her teammates, too. I mean, against Crestwood there, they put the ball in play a few times, but we played solid defense behind her. You know, in our second round game against Clear Lake, they put the ball in play. But again, we played good defense behind Cam, and she trusts the rest of her teammates. Now, at the beginning of the year, maybe she didn't, but I think she has a lot of trust in them right now.
Yeah, and you know, you make a good point about the defense you guys have played. Your team fielding percentage is over 900 at 933. So that, you know, you've made 30 errors on the year in what I believe 17 games now. So you guys are making the routine plays, coach, and really, you know, that kind of is all you can ask for. I mean, most coaches will tell you, you know, you don't ask for people to make, you know, highlight plays. You just ask them to do what they're capable of doing, and you guys have been taking care of that.
Yeah, you're correct. We have been taking – I mean, we've had a few hiccups here and there, but we'll have that. Like I've said before, we're young in the infield. We're a freshman at shortstop, a freshman at second, and a freshman at first. So I know there are going to be mistakes, but what I've kind of preached to them is, so what, next play, you know, get that next out. And they've done a nice job with that this year.
Absolutely. Coach Todd Van Otterloo, my guest, Algona Softball. Coach, you've got Williamsburg in the first game, a really good team, 23-4 on the year. What do you guys have to do a little bit better to be able to beat them?
Yep. What we've been focusing on practice, you know, we haven't been able to have these many practices in a long time, you know, just executing the little things, you know, when we have runners on base, moving them. We've been working a lot on our bunting stuff, you know, just coming down to the little things. Getting those runners across home when they're on there, and continue to play defense behind Cam.
How important is your seniors who are making their second trip here to State? Obviously, Cam Etherington, a senior, she's looked at as a leader, but you've got Ashlyn Young as well. You've got a couple of other seniors. How much are you relying on them to lead this team through State?
Yeah, I'm going to rely a lot on Alyssa and Ashlyn and Cam. Like I said, Ashlyn plays center field for us. Alyssa plays third for us. Those are two important positions, I feel, on the defense.
Sure.
Alyssa does a nice job at third base for us. Always talking to those young kids in the infield. And then Ashlyn out in center field, she does a nice job communicating to our left fielder and right fielder, and just leading by example, and just happy for those three seniors to end their career down in Fort Dodge.
Absolutely, and it's a tremendous accomplishment in itself to get here to Fort Dodge for the State Tournament. You guys have now done that two times in a row. The bar is now set pretty high for Algona Softball going forward now, Coach. Like, you, at this point, you know, anything other than a State Tournament or contending for it, it seems like a little bit of a down year, right?
Yeah, you're correct. I hope those, you know, those younger kids, I hope they're looking at this, you know, even those middle schoolers being like, wow, going to softball, getting to that State Tournament is a big deal, and we have to put some work in. We can't just, you know, show up when it's softball season. And, yeah, so the last 2 years we've set the tone for Algona Softball, and hopefully we can continue that success down the road.
Absolutely, and we wish you the best of luck here going forward in the State Tournament. That's Coach Todd Van Otterloo, Algona Softball. You guys have Williamsburg on Tuesday. Coach, always a pleasure to get to talk to you, and I appreciate you making time for this situation and for this show each and every week like you have. I can't thank you enough for that. It's been great. Good luck in the State Tournament, and we'll visit next week, and hopefully, you know, if things break right, we may be talking about an Algona State title. We might be talking about an Algona and Humboldt final next week, because I talked to Coach Doug Van Pelt this week too, and you guys are on the opposite sides of the bracket, so I know that you're going to go one game at a time, but me, I've got a little bit of an eye on maybe Algona and Humboldt in the finals.
Yeah, that would be pretty. That would be pretty cool. I did reach out to Coach Van Pelt this week and congratulated him. He did the same to me and threw that out there, meeting in the finals. So we'll see what happens. Like you said, we'll focus on Williamsburg and go from there. And like I appreciate you having me on each week. It's fun talking about our program and our girls, and just thankful for that.
Absolutely. No problem at all, Coach. I appreciate the time. We'll catch up next week and break it all down.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.